The Guelph Food Bank needs your help to put a Thanksgiving feast on every table in town. But there's a long way to go to reach their goal of collecting 90,000 pounds of food. Their Thanksgiving food drive has collected 12,311 pounds thus far, a down year for the food bank. Pauline Cripps, the Guelph Food Bank administrator, told Guelph today they were sitting between 30,000 and 40,000 pounds of food at this stage of the campaign a year ago. This year, the need for non-perishable and monetary donations is higher than ever before as we continue to see exponential growth in the number of individuals being served by our network, and in turn the amount of food being distributed, the food bank said in a news release. They said the amount of food distributed to the community is up 63% year over year, thanks to what the food bank said is the decentralization efforts to expand their community food hub project. This also led to the number of unique clients increasing by 47%. Some of the most needed items include peanut butter, cheese whiz, low and no sugar foods, as well as canned items like salmon, vegetables, soups, fruit, pasta sauce and juices. They're also in need of baby food, formula and diapers, bars of soap, toilet paper and paper towels. Donations can be made at all local grocery stores, local fire halls or at the food bank itself at 100 Crimea Street. Monetary donations are also accepted either at the food bank or online through Canada Helps. Every $1 donated actually provides 3 complete meals to someone in need, Cripps said. The food drive is scheduled to run until October 16, but in order to reach their goal, Cripps said they may extend the date. Non-perishable food donations will also be accepted at the Guelph Storm Game on Saturday, October 22. Residents can hand food and monetary donations to volunteers at all the entrances ahead of Guelph's game against Kitchener.